How did you meet? The day that changed my life. Settle down, get comfy, and let's have a gossip. Make a coffee, plump the cushions, break open the biscuits, and we will recreate the anteroom, where over the years I have shared my secrets with those waiting strangers who were to be my bosom friends, for an hour or so at least. I've chosen to start with the most frequently asked question. Yes, we did meet as a result of David's work, and no, he didn't see it coming. I should perhaps lay some groundwork and explain that mediums, generally speaking, are unable to heal themselves or predict their own future. This is reasonable when you consider it, otherwise they would have an unfair advantage over others, thus negating their raison d'etre. Psychic gifts being bestowed for the benefit of other people and not intended to be used for selfish purposes. David's spirit helpers saw the runaway train that was to be our relationship hurtling towards him, but they dutifully kept their counsel. He was as surprised as I when we met and fell in love, in what might be considered a whirlwind romance. With hindsight, I'm certain we were fated to meet. No doubt the result of some greater force at work. But for now, I will stick with the earthy logistics of our love affair. Ours is a story of soulmates, love at first sight, and happy ever after. For more than 30 years, we have been devoted to each other, which is not to say we have not had some spectacular rows. My personal favourite ended in a Brussels sprout fight, so momentous it is still talked about today. Okay, so only by us and the children, but still. I was born to stand in the wings. I had no childhood dreams of being the leading lady, the prima ballerina. Even my name is inconspicuous. Just Jane. Plain Jane. I like it that way. Never having nurtured any desire to be noticed. But, although I was never a leader, neither was I prepared to blindly follow.